Zest is defined as energy and enthusiasm. It sounds great, no? It also leads to the question of how can one obtain zest for their life? I personally believe it begins with one incremental step at a time. That's why a Dash of Zest podcast has been created. I'll spur your thoughts with mini zesty chats that over time will challenge your current thinking, inspire your daily actions, and encourage you to bring your inner zest forward. This will inspire you to begin taking action in your own life. The result? You'll begin showing up with more energy, enthusiasm, and yes, zest within your days, no matter the circumstance. I'm Erica, your host, wife, mom, former international movement teacher, and soon to be empty nester. It's time to unleash your zest. Oh my goodness, this is actually one of my very favorite questions, and I tend to lean into this question whenever uncertainty is becoming a little too comfortable and impeding my actions. And so I'm going to go ahead and pose this question to you in the hopes that it'll help you shift around whenever you're feeling somewhat stuck in your choices and your actions. So here it is, my friends. What if you showed up as the encourager, the listener, the supporter for yourself, like you are for those you care about so dearly? How would your goals, choices, outcomes, and energy reflect your personal belief and support in yourself? It can be hard to wake up and cheer yourself on to greatness when life seems filled with obligations, responsibilities, distractions, and stagnant routines that can settle in with the fear of the unknown. Yet you are here living life. So why not cheer yourself on in your unbounded greatness? What do you truly want to explore, experience, even become now that you have more space and time? Whatever it may be, please note, you need to believe in your potential before the process can truly begin. And you already know how to believe in those you love. So begin to reflect all of those years of expert support, love, and cheerleading energy back into yourself today. So this is the final statement. Believe in yourself like you believe in your kids or your loved ones. If you know they can do it, then understand and believe that you can too. Now let's go get after it. Whoop, whoop, it's time to go. Unleash that zest. Show up in the world as you choose to be today and moving forward. I appreciate your presence and holding space for my passion of helping women rediscover the essence of who they are meant to be so they may live their life by chosen authenticity. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, subscribe, and share with someone that can use a little zest in their life today. Keep the good energy going by following me, Erica Bell, on Instagram and LinkedIn at The Zestful Movement. You're invited to sign up for our weekly newsletter that will help you become a part of our zesty crew as you stay connected to the conversations. This will also allow you to gain access to some monthly special offerings created with you in mind. Go to www.thezestfulmovement.com. Until next time, please do keep it zesty.